nearly 2,000 pages long, containing 1.4 million words. Or to put it another way, the four volumes of Lord Justice Leveson's report would be adequate to prop open more than just your average-sized door. So plenty for MPs to discuss then, in a debate lasting more than 6 hours. Immediately after the report's publication last week, a clear dividing line emerged. For the Prime Minister, Lord Justice Leveson's idea for an independent self-regulatory body for newspapers backed by law would be a step too far. But the Deputy Prime Minister, Nick Clegg, disagreed, as did the Labour leader, Ed Miliband, who said then that the recommendations in the report should be implemented in their entirety. Since then, there's been a softening of language on both sides, but that key difference over whether a new law was needed remains. The Culture Secretary, Maria Miller, told MPs the government had grave concerns about underpinning regulation by statute, but had not ruled it out.
I can be crystal clear, and indeed the Prime Minister was last week. Yes, we will take action, which would be along the lines set out in the Leveson report, if action is not taken, as requested in terms of putting together a self-regulatory approach, and that, as the Right Honourable Gentleman would know, would include legislation.
But for Labour's Deputy Leader Harriet Harman, a new independent regulator for the press had to be backed by the law.
Let us be clear. Having a statute to guarantee this is not some incidental add-on to Lord Justice Leveson's report, some optional extra. It is a complete contradiction in terms for people to say, I want to implement Leveson, but without statute. Leveson says statute is essential.
The chairman of the Culture, Media and Sports Select Committee, the Conservative John Whittingdale, said the debate came down to one issue.
It is just a question of whether or not you trust the body and the press to go along with it. And if you do not, then you support the idea of statutory regulation. But we must be clear that that is a huge step to take if we are to start legislating over press.
A step, no less, according to the Tory backbencher Therese Coffey, that would have parallels with press laws in China and India. Not so, insisted her Conservative colleague Sir Edward Garnier, a former Solicitor General.
We are not talking about state regulation of the press in the sense that Mugabe controls the press, in the sense that Putin controls the press, in the sense that the Chinese Politburo controls the press. What we are talking about is whether the press needs to have a self-regulated body which is recognised by the state as being a competent authority to regulate the press's activity. And the distinction, I think, is important.
And it's a distinction that matters to many MPs. Labour's Sir Gerald Kaufman, a former journalist on The Mirror, said he was instinctively opposed to state regulation, but the press, he said, had enjoyed a pub crawl's worth of last-chance saloons and needed to sort itself out quickly or face a press law. The debate was notable for how few Liberal Democrats took part, although Sir Bob Russell leapt to his feet more than once to defend local newspapers. Earlier today, the cross-party talks on the Leveson report taking place in private continued. They lasted for half an hour and were described as constructive. The role of the media regulator Ofcom was discussed, so too the proposed changes to data protection laws and their potential impact on investigative journalism. But on the central issue of the need or otherwise for new legislation, disagreement persists between the parties and within them.